The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, or Ashraf Ghani, I'm sorry, slipped there, has assured that the military is making gains against Taliban militants who have seized the strategic northern city of Kunduz.
Afghan security forces made achievements today in Kunduz province. They have recaptured some parts of the government buildings. New reinforcements have reached Kunduz and Baghla, and a battalion from the National Army will get to Kunduz soon.
Ghani said the security forces' efforts had been hampered by the Taliban using civilians as human shields. He added that Afghanistan's government feels responsible and cannot bomb its own citizens. This came after Ghani, in a televised address to the nation, announced that Afghan forces have already begun a counteroffensive to recapture the provincial capital. On Monday, the militants managed to capture the strategic city of Kunduz. Insurgents took control of all state institutions as well as police stations and the city's major prison. They also freed hundreds of fellow militants from the jail. Let's bring in our correspondent, Faiz Khorshid, who joins us. Tell us more about this. Well, Faiz Khorshid, at this point, what is the latest? I mean, we know that the government forces, along with some, U.S. forces, are engaged with the Taliban. Is the city now, or the provincial capital now, back into the control of the government forces or not?
No, it's not. It's still under the control of Taliban insurgents, and the Taliban flag is still flying in the main square of the provincial capital of Kunduz. Yes, we understand that hundreds of Afghan special forces have been deployed to Kunduz province. Now, they could retake the Kunduz airport in the governor's compound, and heavy gun firing still continues between the Taliban and Afghan security forces. But the problem is the Taliban insurgents are using local houses, and they are fighting from there. The Afghan military has been instructed by President Ghani to avoid any harm to local civilians there, but we see that the Taliban attacks have already inflicted heavy casualties there. Around 20 civilians have been killed, most of them women and children, and 172 others have been badly wounded. Afghan security forces are also among the casualties. More casualties are expected as the fighting continues in that part of this country. It's the first time the Taliban have been able to capture an entire province over the past 14 years. And it's a big challenge now for the Afghan security forces. It's also a big test for the Afghan military to prove their military skills. Today, in a televised speech, President Ashraf Ghani has called on the Afghan nation to trust him, and he said that the Afghan security forces would be able to retake Kunduz province, but he didn't say when.
Thank you for that. Faiz Khorshid there talking to us from Kabul.